This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حلقة جديدة من حلقات التفسير. We'll keep it short, inshallah, about 15 minutes plus GST. So, اليوم نتكلم إن شاء الله عن قوله تعالى منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات. So when we speak about تفسير, we come across this concept of the ayat muhkamat and the other ones that are mutashabihat. So what does the ayah talk about? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah, in surah 3, the first few ayat in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about revelations, the fact that He revealed the Quran and the Torah and the Injil and so on and so forth. Then in the ayat from 4 to 6, He talks about this concept of ayat muhkamat and mutashabihat. I'm going to give the definition and examples of each. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the ayat in the Quran are of two types. One of them is muhkam and the other one is mutashabih. Muhkam, the ulama يعني define it as the ayat that are very precise, they are very clear. الآيات المحكمة هي واضحة المعنى واضحة للتأويل والتفسير. They are very clear to understand and they are very straightforward. They disagree on the ayat al-mutashabihat. What does mutashabih mean in this ayah? لأنه كلمة متشابه في القرآن بتاتي بمعاني مختلفة. الله الذي نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها. قالوا متشابه يعني يشبه بعضه بعضا. بمعنى أنه على نسق واحد. ما فيش تناقض. ولذلك في الترجمة بنترجم كلمة أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها يعني a book of perfect consistency. يعني ما فيش تناقض, يعني ما يجيش في آية مثلا يقول لك شيء وفي الآية الثانية يقول لك العكس, ما فيش الكلام. فهو يشبه بعضه بعض. So when it comes to the آيات متشابهات, the ulama have generally two different interpretations of the meaning of this word. We said that muhkam is precise. Mutashabih, one of the understandings is that it is not very, elusive, like general. That can be understood in different ways. فمثلا an example of the first one, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ. It's very clear what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means. Make salah, give zakat, end of story. If it says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the last prophet, it's very clear. He sent the last prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that He created human beings from mud and He created the jinn from fire and so on and so forth. It's very clear, right? And so on and so forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from Adam and Eve. وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَةً. It's very clear. It's very straightforward. So it doesn't say that Adam alayhi salam evolved from a monkey and so on and so forth, as they say in the theory of evolution, for example. It's very straightforward. بِالْأَمْرِ الْمُبَاشِرِ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ خَلَاص. End of story. فهذه هي الآيات المحكمة. It's very clear, it's very straightforward. Everyone can understand the meaning of the ayah. Whether you are, you have a PhD from Harvard, Yale, UFT, or you are in grade 2. Right? Everyone knows the meaning, it's very straightforward. الآيات المتشابهة, يعني اختلف العلماء فيها على, يعني نذكر قولين. So the علماء have two different opinions regarding المتشابه. The elusive ayat, they are not very clear and can be understood in different ways. فالمعنى الأول إنه الآية يبدو إنه يعني لا تتفق مع آية أخرى. فالناس اللي هم عندهم نفوس مريضة يؤولها بالمعنى اللي يحلو له حتى إنه يظهر إن في تناقض أو شيء. So those with deviant opinions and understanding, they interpret the ayah based on their hawa nafs desire to prove that the Quran has issues. I'll give an example before we talk about the second type. يعني مثلا, if someone, for example, wants to prove the Trinity from the Quran, they say it's very easy. Just read the Quran. إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. It is we who reveal the Quran and it is we who will protect it or preserve it. It says right there, we, so it's more than one. Because you don't talk like this, you don't say, we the Imam, we this, right? You say, I. Those with proper understanding, they know that this style is commonly used in Arabic, in English, in French, in German, in Urdu, in most languages of the world. They call it the royal we. It shows respect. It shows respect. Just like when the Queen of England speaks, she doesn't say, I the Queen, she says, we the Queen, as a sign of respect. And حتى الناس أصحاب المصانع والبتاع لما يجي يتكلم والوزراء يقول لك قل يعني وافقنا نحن على كذا. في محلات بتاع موبيلي عندنا في مصر فرنتشر يقول نحن البربري. Just one guy. He says we. Right? فالله سبحانه وتعالى has more right to use this style in the Quran. It's a sign of respect and greatness. There's nothing wrong with this. I studied German for 5 years. يعني درست اللغة الألمانية في الأزهر 5 سنوات. لا أذكر منها إلا جملة واحدة فقط. It seems like I wasted 5 years of my life. Right? I remember one sentence that I will never forget. Seems like I forgot this one too. لا حول ولا قوة. Yeah, it says, was ich nicht weiß, machte ich nicht heiß. If I don't know something, it doesn't bother me. Like say, for example, if I don't know if the jinn give birth or lay eggs, it's not hurting me in any way. If I don't know if shaitan whispers in the left ear or the right ear, it doesn't bother me that much. It doesn't matter to me if we live on the moon, which qibla, yani which way the qibla will be. It doesn't matter, it doesn't bother me, khalas. If I don't know something, it is not very important to me, it doesn't bother me. Tamam? فيعني هذا ال... ففي اللغة الألمانية ما بيجي يقول للواحد كيف حالك؟ آب كيسهن؟ They say, wie geht's Ihnen? Ihnen, wie geht's Ihnen? It means, how are you guys doing? You're talking to one guy. Like comment allez-vous in French, right? It's in the plural because you show respect when you talk to someone in the plural, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more right to respect and greatness than anyone else. So this is one thing. The other thing is, every single time, so listen to this, this is the rule of thumb. القاعدة العامة في القرآن, إذا الله سبحانه وتعالى تكلم عن نفسه بصيغة الجمع دائما أبدا قبلها أو بعدها يتكلم عن نفسه بصيغة المفرد حتى أن يوريك أنه ما فيش تعدد, ده هو واحد فقط, ولكن يتكلم عن نفسه بأسلوب العظمة وكذا. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله. فسبحان الذي يبقى واحد, باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه واحد هو السميع البصير. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in one ayah speaks about himself in the singular twice and speaks about himself in the plural twice. Okay, another example. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr. Laylatul qadr khayrun min alf shahr. Tanazzalu al malaikatu wa ruhu fiha bi idni rabbihim wahid min kulli amr. So every single time لما تكلم الله سبحانه وتعالى عن نفسه بأسلوب الجمع دائما أبدا قبلها أو بعدها يتكلم بصيغة المفرد. If every time Allah سبحانه وتعالى says we or us 100% every single time either before or after he will say I or he or Allah to show you that he is one. So he's not talking about multiple gods, he's talking about one. So Allah سبحانه وتعالى makes sure to speak about himself in the singular either before or after, just like the two examples I gave. And this is very common in the Quran. بيسموه أسلوب التفات. This style is very common in Arabic. التفات, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak about himself as a singular, then he talks about himself in the plural, then he will talk about himself in the singular. This change in the style attracts people's attention and it shows the greatness and the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, he is one, but he is the most powerful. Because some people think if he is one, there's nothing he can do. Like, he is just one. And every single time, and this is very deep. في أسماء الله الحسنى لما يتكلم عن نفسه ويقول هو الواحد, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يتكلم عن نفسه بأنه الواحد في القرآن في 6 أو 7 مواضع. في كل مرة الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول هو الواحد تأتي دائما مع اسم القهار. الواحد هو واحد ولكن قهار فوق العباد جميعا. Every single time it says Allah is واحد in the Quran, it comes with another name of Allah سبحانه وتعالى القهار. the supreme. Yes, he is one, but he is the most powerful. Because some people think, he is one, what can he do? No, he is the one, but he is the supreme. If it says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent, if it says we sent rain, we would preserve the Quran, it doesn't mean plural, it means one. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the royal we. So another example, khalas, we're almost done. Another example, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet يعني ليس في يدك هداية الناس لا تهدي من تحب الهداية بيد الله سبحانه وتعالى. في السورة الثانية في آخر سورة الشورى الله سبحانه وتعالى يقول وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم. شو هذا؟ يعني هو بيهدي ولا لا يهدي؟ فالناس اللي هم في قلوبهم زيغون، الناس اللي هم الضلال، يقول لك في تناقض هنا. إنما الناس اللي عندهم بصيرة وعندهم يقين يقول لا، ما في تناقض، لأنه الهداية نوعين. في هداية إرشاد يقول لك هذا الطريق سواء مشيت أو مشيت ده شيء يرجع لك، وهذا دور النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه يوري الناس الطريق، هذا هو الطريق وخلاص. إنما الثانية إنك لا تهدي من أحببته هي هداية التوفيق، أن الإنسان يهتدي ويصير من المؤمنين وكذا، وهذا ليس إلا لله سبحانه وتعالى، فما في تناقض. So when it says in the Quran you Muhammad cannot guide whoever you want, and in another surah, the end of Surah Shura, it says, you Muhammad, you guide to the Sirat al-Mustaqim. So, you know, it doesn't add up here. One says you can't guide, you don't guide, and the other one said you really guide. So those with deviant hearts, according to the ayah, they say, you see, a big contradiction there. But those with shur iman, they say, hidayah, there are two types of hidayah. Hidayah of showing the way, whether you take it or not, it's up to you. Like say for example, someone is using the GPS and they got lost. And if they ask me and I tell them, you know, if you take a right, Eglinton, and you go to Horontario, I'm not going with you and I'm not forcing you to go, I'm just showing you the way. Whether you take it or not, it's up to you. The second hidayah, and of course this is the job of the Prophet ﷺ to show us the way. And this is the meaning of you guide to the straight path. But if it says you don't guide, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ, this is هِدَايَةُ التَّوْفِيقِ. They actually become believers. And this is only from Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls it نُورُ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. And no one can do this except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we mentioned a few days ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided the wife of Fir'aun. She had the worst company ever and she became a believer. Ibrahim alayhi salam, his father, kafir. Nuh alayhi salam, his son, kafir. Lut alayhi salam, his wife, kafir. And so on and so forth. To show us that hidayah is only from Allah, not from the prophets. They just show the way. If people take it, alhamdulillah. If they don't take it, khalas, this is hidayah in the hands of Allah. And so on and so forth. The examples are so many, I don't want to take much of your time, but I'll refer to the second type very quickly. In النوع الثاني, اللي هو Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, يعني احتفظ بعلمه لنفسه وما يعلم تأويله إلا الله. No one knows the interpretation of the ayat except Allah. So this is the second type. So the second type, for example, المحكمات, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. خلاص, there is no question. But المتشابه, the meaning is not very, very clear. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean? And we leave this completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because we have no clue. And if you really know the meaning, it will not benefit you in dunya or akhirah. Because if this is something that will benefit you in akhirah or dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet ﷺ would have told us the interpretation. Yani say for example, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, pray, make salah, and give zakah, and they don't give us any details in the Quran or the sunnah. Mushkila kabira. Because you have to know how to pray. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Taha, Hamim, Yasin, do you think it will hurt you in dunya or akhirah if you don't know the meaning of hamim, tasim, mim, alif, lamra? It doesn't bother you. It doesn't detract from your faith in any way if you don't know the meaning. If you don't know how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes istiwa on the arsh, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala establishes or rises over his throne, it doesn't bother me, right? This is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a hand, لِلَّهِ يَدٌ وَوَجْهٌ. He has a face according to the Quran. وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ. What does it look like? How many fingers? We don't know. If it has fingers or not, how many eyes? We have no clue. It's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will not affect my faith in any way. يوم القيامة, the day of judgment. إن الساعة لآتية, اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. When is the hour coming? We don't know. Like, it could be tomorrow, could after 10 years, and so on and so forth. It doesn't affect my faith in any way. And as we mentioned before, the ulama have interpretations. عندهم تأويلات, خلاص, 1 minute, so don't shoot. They have different interpretations, but at the end of the day, they say, only Allah knows. We have no clue. يعني say, for example, يقولوا ألف لام را. It could be, أنا الله أرى. I'm Allah and I see. If it talks about الغيب, something that no one knows except Allah. And if it says Alif Lam Mim, أنا الله أعلم, you'll find the interpretations in Qurtubi, Ibn Kathir, other books. They give the interpretations and they say Abdullah ibn Abbas said it could mean this, but the ilm is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another way of interpretation, and I mentioned this before, and you feel like it's working, but again, العلم is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say that these letters, الحروف المقطعة في بدايات الصور, is the legend, like the legend of a map, the legend of the map, or the table of contents for the surah. And the example they use, they say every time you see these letters at the beginning of a surah, it is referring to the names of the prophets mentioned inside. And I tested it, and for the most part, it works. So every time you see meme at the beginning of the surah, Ta-Sin meme, Ha-Meme, Alif Lam meme, 100% Musa alayhi salam is mentioned inside. And if you look, for example, at Kaf Ha Ayn Sad, Kaf Zakaria, Ha Harun, Ayn and so on, Isa, and so on and so forth. So this is one ta'wil, one interpretation. Allahu A'lam, we don't know if this is the right understanding or not. We leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have no clue, because at the end of the day, it doesn't add to your faith and it doesn't detract from your faith. We say, سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا, we believe in it. The meaning is left to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نَعْمَلُ بِالْمُحْكَمُ وَنُؤْمِنُ بِالْمُتَشَابِهِ. We apply, we practice what is muhkam, what is very precise, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ أَتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, Allah is one, and so on and so forth, Muhammad Rasulullah. We apply and we practice this. And we believe in the mutashabih. Ta-Sin, Mim, Ha-Mim, how Allah established Himself on the throne, the day of judgment, His faith, His hand. We believe in them. What do they look like? We have no clue. We just accept them. On Yawm al-Qiyamah, we will know. So we leave this to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نؤمن بالمحكم, نعمل بالمحكم, ونؤمن بالمتشابه. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us beneficial knowledge. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala أن يعلمنا ما ينفعنا وأن ينفعنا بما علمنا وأن يزيدنا علما. وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وجزاكم الله خيرا. السلام عليكم.